Hey, everybody, welcome to Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. My name is Jay.
I'm Colleen.
And I'm Joe's dad's hair.
And welcome to the show. Did that make you feel a little jealous, Action Jackson?
Oh, you see where he gets his hair from.
I know, but he still had a nice head of hair. It was gray.
He did.
It's like if I was on Survivor and my dad came on the show, that wouldn't be the same word
it
said.
It would not be the same. I think maybe just because I had too many friends growing up. I don't know.
I'm a loner, Dottie, a rebel.
I sacrifice my hair for my friends.
But here's the thing. So, what, Dale?
Yeah,
Bobby
looking
the
back,
Box.
Looking back at it now, I'd rather have my hair. If only they had video games back then, because I like to play outside. You know, I was always outside. So if they had video games back then, I could go, ah, screw it, I don't need friends. I'm a loner. He doesn't know how to show affection. Well, they sure seem to show affection on the show. I don't know.
Yeah, it was weird. They had like a weird touchy feeling thing going on.
There was a lot of like mouth kissing and just.
Because I said so. I go, wow, they just kissed each other on the lips. And your mom goes, what's wrong with that?
Kiss on the lips? I thought they kissed the cheek. Was it like on the lips?
No, it was on the lips.
And your mom goes, well, not everyone has a problem with that. I go, I didn't say I had a problem with that. I just, look, they kissed on the lips.
I do.
You went into the scene expecting one thing. You were like, you thought he was going to like pat him on the back and be like, yo, bro, good job. And
go, way to go.
I don't mind kissing on the cheek or the forehead, but on the lips, that's you're grown men.
Then when he said, Zachary on the lips.
My dad had trouble showing affection growing up. I'm like going, okay, it's making up for it. But I'm not reading anything into it. I'm not saying anything.
No. Well, he's making
up. I'm old school. Was brought up, you know, that your parents showed your love by here's my backhand. I love you that way.
Well, again, I'm not saying trust me. I shower my son with tons of affection and kisses and hugs and all those kinds.
He's
of
also
things.
18 months old. Not
he's
25
also 18
years
months old.
Not
I think it's a different time. Man. I think it's okay. Whereas, you know, in my growing up, it just didn't happen.
Well, don't,
it just didn't.
Hey, I mean, he wasn't the only one that did some mouth kissing tonight. Spencer got his fair share, too.
I love you.
It's like our son when he learned to speak his first word. It's again and again and again and again. He couldn't help himself.
I love you.
Which was this and that.
Yes.
This
was I love you. I love you so much.
I've never said it, but no, I can't stop. I'm like the Grinch.
I just made a breakthrough in feelings.
Spencer's heart grew and grew inside.
Three sizes that day.
All right, but
later on, they were playing with a 10-foot pole, right?
A 16-foot pole.
It eventually
so
grew.
So Spencer did grow that day. The tone has been set. I just got the A-okay. Jay is lowering my audio
right
now. No, it's
fine. Right. Honestly, I prefer you more this way than the depressed, somber Colleen we had last week.
Yeah, let's start real quick. I'm sorry about last week.
All I got to say is, did Stephen Fishbeck, was he producing this episode? Everybody cried. Everybody cried.
Everybody cried and Joe passed out and got voted out.
I went home.
Except, I don't think Abby cried, though.
No.
No, Abby said, but you see where Abby gets it, though. Her mom's kind of the same
Dude,
way.
Dude, Vera Gomez is the bomb. She's awesome. Remember in the Philippines when Abby was like, Abby was like, yeah, she doesn't know what she's doing here.
You see where she gets her bluntness from and her.
I love it so much. I want Vera to be a contestant on the show next.
But before we get any deeper, let's give. that was a props there, a propsism for you.
I love you
at home.
Jay, going deep.
We want to send a special. Thanks out to the people that make this show possible. It's you, the listener, through our Patreon page at patreon.com/Jay and Jack. We have 110 patrons at $753.50 a month.
Does that mean we're doing a live viewing
party? No,
because
it was to be before the last week's episode, so no.
What if we get five people to write an email into the new email address?
No.
What do you care? I'm the one that the camera's going to be posted
on. I'm saying, you'll campaign behind my back and get five emails easy.
Well, all you have to do is go on Twitter and it wouldn't be behind your back.
It's not as much fun that Fishbeck is gone.
That's honestly true.
It's the whole viewing experience is ruined because it's really was watching you just freak out about Fishbeck going home or not every single day. But...
I posted the picture today and I was you know, they didn't have any new ones up when I posted it, just from last week, and the one I was going to post was him having his torch snuffed out. But I said, that's probably too soon. So I'll
put it on
there.
Foul.
And then I put on there, say it ain't so, Joe saying it, and Joe's the one that goes home. I really don't, because it happens on the Amazing Radio almost every week. Whoever I post the picture of goes home. I'm like going,
oh my God, you're like the Tim's mom of.
I really don't know what's happening. It's just like I said, I said, oh, people are going to think that I'm getting spoiled. I know what's going on. But obviously I don't, because I never pick who's going home, correct? Unless I'm just being like Jeremy and I'm faking.
Yeah, you're exactly. You're intentionally performing poorly in challenges.
There you go.
But big thanks to all our patrons. We are well on our way to our $1,000 goal. But really, it's our $2,000 a month goal. That will be amazing, because that is when we will release Jack's Survivor audition videotape. I have it in a safe location. I'm actually possibly looking in the general direction in which this tape is, but we will post that for all to see.
I'm going to have to come and do a little...
It could just be a northwesterly direction. It could be in a completely different building. Who knows? I have storage units not in this house. It could be anywhere.
I'm glancing around this room in confusion, so anywho. I actually don't know where it is.
It could be right in plain sight. We wouldn't see it anyway. So
it's true.
That is a very good
point.
It's
true. I did sell the Dale Iron Man toy,
no!
So it is no more. It is no more in the household.
You get more for it.
So it's not behind
like Dale?
That. It's gone. It's gone.
More importantly, what did you get for the Dale Iron Man?
$300.
That is a married man show question.
That is true. Spoiler
right.
alert.
Spoiler right. alert.
Let's get into this recap.
That.
All right. So before we get started, though, we need to make a correction, because we got lots of emails and Facebook messages and whatnot. Because we were joking last week that Spencer, during the family visit, was for sure, without a doubt, 1,000,000,000% telling his girlfriend that he loved her and that he was going to propose. And we were joking around, but I think I said that it was going to be the first time that ever happened. I have been told and corrected many times that Maddie proposed to his girlfriend during the family visit on Gabon. So... sorry. And also, we said it was
I remember that now.
Well, you're the one that's seen it. You're supposed to know these things.
We can't trust the old man with
that's
no memory.
True.
I can remember what happened. I can't even remember what happened yesterday.
Well, also...
all I can tell you is stick to the plan.
Oh, my God.
Stick
you're
to
just...
the plan. I'm 52 years old, and I outdid the guy with the
amazing.
Clown hair.
But yeah, and then the other thing is, we said it was going to be a double boot, and then I was checking Twitter the next day, and I was like, sugar.
Well, we didn't say officially. We kind of thought it would be, because there were so many players left and not enough time.
Yeah, well, apparently.
So it was kind of a theory. We didn't know.
The internet's theory was saying that there's going to be a final six in that finale episode in 2 weeks.
I guess it has to be. It's like there's either going to be another double elimination or.
I wonder if they'll do like at Tribal Council, like an immunity challenge there or something.
Maybe. It's just there's a lot of people left and. It's
I don't
either
know what
they
that
have
would do, but
a
like,
finale with six.
When is it over? When's
it's
the last?
It's going to be a final episode. Six, because Probst really wants to make sure that Spencer's in the final Tribal Council.
When's the final episode?
In 2 weeks from tonight.
2 weeks from tonight. Okay.
It's a Wednesday. If you want to come and eat pizza and drink beer and watch Survivor with us, you're more than welcome. Especially
okay.
because we're going to have a live viewing party.
All right.
Okay. Attended by two people.
Attended by Jay and Jack.
only if we offer to play Battleship at the same time.
No, there will be no Battleship.
Champion of the world right here. I got the belt.
Anyway, but yeah, I am sorry about last week, though. I sucked. I re-listened to it, and I was like, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed that I was such a crybaby.
Listen, Colleen, we've been podcasting for 10 years, over 10 years, and the key is to never apologize.
All right,
just keep trudging forward.
I think we've been recording for about 20 minutes now, and we need to talk about this episode.
All right, let's get into it.
All right. So we start out on day 30. So we don't even get that immediately after tribal council. We get the next morning. Spencer and Jeremy are like strolling through the sand.
Can I say just before that, though, they kind of retreaded Fishback's demise, and there was a lot of tears on Colleen's end watching the TV.
I didn't have tears.
It was kind of like her send off to Fishback, the previously on Survivor.
I was a little. I have to admit, I held my breath a little bit.
It's like, this is the toughest it's ever been.
I
forgot he was on the show. I'm glad they brought his name up because I forgot all about him.
Oh, that's harsh. Harsh. But did you notice Jeremy and Spencer are like strolling with like coffee cups in their hands? Like it was a friggin' island vacation. But Jeremy, wisely, I think, in tells Spencer, rather than getting, you know, all pissed off at his move, he wisely, you know, says it's a great move. And he questions if Spencer thought that, you know, switching alliances or voting blocks would mess up the numbers. Spencer says
it has.
Yeah, it definitely has. Spencer says that. But, you know, something at the end of the day, the same thing happened this week that would have happened last week. So really nothing has changed in the end result.
Right.
Yeah.
I think Jeremy's been pretty cool the whole game.
Yeah, he's played a cool complex.
Awesome.
And he really can't complain because he did the same thing.
Oh, yeah, he did. He did.
So.
With the Wigglesworth thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. But Spencer says that although he is proud of his big move, and he made the move because he knew that just like Steven wanted that Wigglesworth thing on it. I'm going to try to figure out how many times I can bring Steven up in this recap because it's just not the same. It's not the same that, you know, he needs to have a big move on his resume. So although he's proud of getting Steven out, he realizes that he can't be seen as a game bot and he needs to maintain his relationship with Jeremy. Although he doesn't think that taking Jeremy to the final three is his best bet, he at least has to coast a little bit further with Jeremy.
Right.
Meanwhile, Jeremy,
I don't think either one wants to take either one to the final three with him.
No. Who do you think?
But it's like an alliance, like an unsavory alliance that just needs to happen.
Let's get this out of the way now. If it was going to be a final two magically, like they were going to bring that back. Even though, yeah, because, you know, there's a final six in the finale, allegedly. So final two makes total sense. So suspend your disbelief.
But Jeff Probst did say final three today in the tribal council.
Did he?
He did.
Okay.
So I don't know if he would say it as a, you know, a misdirect, but he did say it.
True. But if it ended up...
He did say spoiler alert ahead of time, though.
He did. Hashtag spoiler alert.
If it ended up being Jeremy and Spencer in the final two by some crazy random whatever... like, let's just say the final three was Spencer, Wentworth, and Jeremy, and Spencer was like, well, I can't beat Wentworth, so let me take Jeremy, or, you know, whatever, however it went down, why...
Well, just so you can say there's three people to say Abby's one of the three.
No, let's just... Okay. No, because I really think that Abby might get, like, Cass's vote just to F with people.
No, I think Cass respects the game too much for that.
That's true. Cass is very acutely aware of the narrative too, which you can tell in all of her confessionals.
She doesn't want to go downhill as a person that voted for Abby when Abby didn't deserve to win it.
Right. True.
Okay, but seriously, if it's Jeremy and Spencer between final two or final three with Abby or Keith or randomly whoever, who do you think would win right now?
Spencer.
Because Spencer has the resume, but Spencer's pissed people off.
Wentworth's had a better game.
Not Wentworth's
honestly.
Not in it. Let's say she got cut at final three.
I think Spencer wins it.
Between Spencer and Jeremy?
Jeremy, because Jeremy, what is Jeremy done?
Jeremy needs a big move before it's over because his resume is not strong enough.
He's won no challenges. He's
kind of gone with the flow on everything. He hasn't directed anything.
Exactly. Except for that one move where but that was Stephen Fishback's move.
That was Fishback's move.
So he just was, he's a tag-along, coattail guy.
I don't think it's fair to call him a coattail riding coattails. He's trying. Same like Spencer and Kagan.
He's not making any decisions, any moves, really.
What if he gets up there and you've got people like Savage, who Savage is going to vote for Jeremy, and I don't know what Cass would end up doing.
I don't know. I think Spencer wins it. I don't think the vote is close because Spencer survived. Spencer, how many times was Spencer on the bottom? Okay, early on when Spencer was going to go, he's going to go, and he managed to hang on.
Here's the thing.
Cass saved Spencer.
Okay.
And before that, Abby or whoever, Jeff Varner saves Spencer. Spencer's been saved by other people. It hasn't been his social game that's kept
him
in the game.
I mean, you can argue this point till the cow's home, because I think it's one of those situations where it would be tough to pick. I think as the game stands right now, I think Spencer would win just because he's been like Teflon and somehow saved the game. But all that being said, it would be a slim chance in HE double hockey sticks that they end up being in the final three together, because
both of
them would never take each other.
Right.
Neither of them would. It wouldn't make any, and neither would Wentworth. Like, the ultimate final three would be Wentworth, Spencer, and Jeremy, because who do you vote for?
That's right.
But even then, if it was that final three, I think Wentworth has the better game.
Well, okay, what if
she has the better big move?
What if we get down to the final three, like I said, and it's Jeremy wins immunity at four, okay? And he's got to decide between, is he going to take, let's say, Abby, Spencer, or Wentworth? Who does he not take to the finals? But I don't know.
Wentworth has a better game than Spencer.
I mean, not that that was a big play.
You got to look at the votes, because Wentworth would get Sierra and Abby for sure.
And Cass.
And, you know, would she get Cass?
I think she would get Cass. I mean, she finished what Cass wanted to try to do.
Yeah.
And
maybe.
Wentworth would have more.
I would say that she might have more jury votes. She would have Joe's jury vote, because
I don't know.
I think that she would have Joe's, because she worked with Joe.
So if it was that situation, I would take Wentworth, but it's almost a lose-lose. I think Wentworth or Spencer could beat Jeremy at this point.
Yeah, he needs to take Kimmy or Tasha and Abby with him.
Right. Well, at least, hey, Tasha's...
Or Keith. He takes Keith with him. But
yeah,
maybe Keith.
Nobody's playing at Keith, because I don't think Keith's playing.
But Keith could say, look, I played the game and I won the challenges.
Yeah.
I beat Super Joe.
But you know what, though? Like, that's what's great about this season, is everybody's playing hard.
Yeah. Right.
Save for Abby, but everybody's playing hard.
Hey, Abby's playing hard. She's just playing her own game
I think the only people who can't win the game right now are Kimmy and Abby.
I think that, yeah, if somehow Jeremy got cut down and the rest of the people left totally pissed off the jury, I think that Keith could sneak in a win from the very, very, very left field. But I think that right now the contenders for certain are Wentworth, Spencer, and Jeremy. And like you said, not because that we're seeing Jeremy playing. Sure, Marie's playing a good game, but we're not seeing the best. But we're getting these confessionals from him with a pregnant wife. And
yeah, he's very likable.
Family
so.
Is everything. They're making him just as likable as they made Mike last season. Remember Mike's first episode last season where he ate the scorpion and threw up, and we were all like, that's it, this guy is going home next because he's so annoying. And then all of a sudden he was likable. And I feel like they're doing that with Jeremy right now.
Well, he
was
a lot of good edits. Like, Spencer's had a good edit. Jeremy's had a good edit. Wentworth has had a good edit. Like, it's I don't think you can just say just the edit alone is going to, because there's everybody's playing really hard.
Right.
And we don't know the stuff that we're not seeing. We just don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know what's going on. I mean,
like, you kind of knew Spencer, Fishback was never going to make, because to your point, he had the dodo edit through a lot of it. And that's a term that you use. I'm not trying to knock him.
No, he did. He had the dodo music. But also, we do kind of know a little bit of what's going on just based on exit interviews, because these survivors talk a lot. I mean, their Twitters have been out of control.
I don't want to get too spoilery with
No,
let's hold off from that. But let's get back to the recap here, because we're kind of diverging and we're getting
into...
it's good discussion. It is. But let's get more through the episode and we can dig into this more.
I think that you go to the final four, you cut Wentworth, because I think that I would hedge my bets against Spencer than Wentworth.
I agree. Like, between the two, like, the devil, you know.
Well, it depends if Abby is... If you take Abby, that's a vote away from Wentworth. If you keep Abby, that's one less vote for Wentworth.
True.
You got to start thinking, who's going to vote for who, okay? Because it's going to be close.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be close, so you got to start thinking, okay, who's...
But really...
If I'm Wentworth, I take Spencer and Jeremy, because that splits their vote, and I get Abby's vote.
Yeah,
If Abby's in the jury, I get her vote.
But I think for Wentworth, if they play it right, Wentworth's in a position to just ride the Girls Alliance to the end.
But Tasha's already said she's not going to let that Girls Alliance happen.
But Tasha seems to be with it, though. Like, Tasha's kind of... She's not solidly with Spencer or Jeremy.
Tasha's for whatever gets Tasha further in the game.
And the Girls Alliance is going to get her further in the game.
I mean, everybody's for what's going to get them further.
If it's just all girls, it's between...
But then Tasha's at the bottom of that four. Tasha's out.
But in the challenges, between her and Wentworth. But if she loses and Wentworth wins, yeah, she's gone.
I'm still waiting for Tasha to pull out an immunity run because she won, what, four immunities in a row in her season.
But right. There's a lot of good, like, again, Wentworth well, is pulling.
I hope the season's been so good. I hope it's not Kimmy and Abby and whoever else in the three finals. I hope it's three people that could possibly win, at least two people that could possibly win.
Well, it was the risk we took with the Tony season where everybody wanted Tony, but there was a chance, if not Wu being Wooful, taking him, you know, himself and Cass there in the final. Like, that was the risk. That's the risk you take.
I mean, that would have been the smarter move for Wu, but of not course. For all of no, our TV
well,
viewers. It
would have been the smartest move because he wouldn't got a second chance.
That's true.
But he'd have $1 million.
But he would have $1 million. I think
like,
I'd
who
rather
cares
have
about
dollars.
A second chance?
I don't need the money.
But that would be Wu's thing. Like, well, if I didn't win the first time, I wouldn't have gotten the second chance to lose again.
Nobody could say they've lost twice in a row.
Oh, wait. all right.
Yeah, I'm sorry. But
we digress.
So we digress. So Jeremy's unhappy with the shifting of these voting blocks. Blocks without a K, as has been going around the fan community. Kimmy, so we keep getting a lot. We got a lot from Kimmy in the beginning of this episode, which I kind of thought was...
Same here. I thought it was their GG.
I was like, bye-bye, Kimmy. Kimmy says that she wants to be in control of her own destiny and vote out Joe, and she wants to join
the women. I think it's density.
That's right, and join the women together. So, Kimmy trying to set up a little... all girls alliance, which is kind of ironic since she got rid of Monica, right? For wanting an all girls alliance.
Yeah. So now it sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, now it sounds like a good idea. I wonder if that will come back.
She coined the witch's coven.
Well, I think she's thinking about staying in the game longer.
Yeah, right. I mean, she has to, since every single vote she's trying to do has blown up in her face.
Right.
So I think that might be something to keep an eye out, keep an eye on rather. But anyway, we get to the reward challenge. Jeremy gets choked up talking about home. And did you notice that Spencer did the same thing to Jeremy that he did to Stephen last week when Stephen was talking about his hashtag severe gastrointestinal distress where he like rubbed his back?
I wrote the note down. I said, Spencer's always in the right position to console someone.
But I just was like,
he's emotional
God.
This season, guys.
I just thought, is this imagery, is this like a parallel kind of play that's going on? Is Jeremy out next? Because whoever Spencer touches is going home.
It's the death touch.
Et tu, Brutus? But,
et tu, Brute?
Sorry. So Jeff kind of F's with them a little bit. He's like, sometimes we bring your family to you, sometimes we don't. What do you think we did this time? Everybody looks like they're about to cry. But then Jeff finally says that.
Well, Fishbeck was crying at Ponderosa because he had a camera on it, so he was like, "Oh no, don't do that to him, Jeff."
Anyway. Now, Carl, you brought up something before we watched this episode that about Cass's person that
Cass
she would bring.
Cass tweeted that her husband was her first family member, family visit person on the list, but he had a medical emergency, and her number two, because you have to give, I guess, a couple of people listed to come out as your loved ones, and the person that was approved to be her number two was Jatia. Remember Jatia who threw the rice in the fire?
This is only the friends Cass has, her husband and the person that threw the rice on the fire.
Apparently, but how funny would that have been?
That
would have
been
awesome.
Pretty cool. But there was another returning player, former player.
Oh, actually, one might even say there were two former players that came back.
That's true. You're right. You're right.
Jeff
absolutely.
Just forgot about it.
Yes.
Jeff was like, Val, she's a woman. She don't count.
Yeah, she don't count. Now, if say that Johnny Fairplay was in this game. And Val comes out, and Johnny Fairplay is her husband. What does Johnny Fairplay? What would Johnny Fairplay do to try to gain?
Of course, he would say it's a boy and all this kind of stuff.
I think he'd go. I think he'd go. This is the one that said his grandmother had died.
Oh no, you can't. That's bad karma. You don't say your wife's miscarried.
I believe what he said was, "She's dead, dude." Yeah. Or what the friend said.
Yes. Yeah. By the way, I didn't mention I met Johnny Fairplay. Again, I've met him before, but he was at the toy show that I did.
I said that you would tell this story last week. Yeah, you should tell the story real quick, and then I promise we're going to get back to this episode.
So,
I saw him coming out of the airport when I was picking you up.
Because he was on the plane with me. That's the first time.
I said, yeah, I think that is Johnny Fairplay.
He actually sat across the aisle. But at the toy show I did, they had a wrestler there, and they had Johnny Fairplay, like two-time Survivor All-Star, WCW, whatever.
You really
blah, blah.
Say two-time.
Well, that's what you know, Johnny Fairplay. So I'm at one of my dealer friend's booths talking to him, and then this
Hold
guy,
on a second. Should you be telling people you have a dealer?
A toy dealer.
Oh, toy dealer. Okay, I'm sorry.
And so a gentleman walks by with these like bright-colored, multicolored pants. And the toy dealer's like, hey, that's a bright-colored pair of pants. I'm like, oh, hey, that's Johnny Fairplay. I was like, hey, Johnny Fairplay, I'm a big fan. He says, oh, hey, nice to meet you. I shook his hand. He's like, you're not what?
He goes, F you, you're dead.
No, he's just, and then he goes, you're not that big. I've seen some really big fans. I was like, nice, nicely done. Still a jerk. All right, nice. So anyways, going back to it.
Anyway, I think that's what Fairplay would say.
No, that's
horrible.
That's
karma. Bad karma.
You can't even say
but
that.
But she'd just be pretending to be pregnant.
Okay, she's maybe then, but even then.
Okay, well, pretending to be pregnant is not being
actually pregnant. That's just
wrong.
Bad karma.
I'm just saying that would my first thought was Johnny Fairplay would use that to his advantage.
Either way, I respect Jeremy for keeping it to himself and not making it a thing for the team. You know, not for all of them.
I agree.
That was mad props.
All right, so may I continue?
Yes.
So here is a list of family members as they came out. Jeremy had Val come out, his wife, who tells him that it's a boy. And I got a little teary when he was like, I'm having a son. And I was like, yeah, you are.
It's my son.
Jinx.
We're going to name him Walt.
If they Walt. Name that baby Walt, I'm going to pee my pants laughing. Stop. Don't name the baby Walt.
Is Fishback over here?
Shut up. Leave Steven alone.
Leave Steven alone. Leave him alone. Can you make that video? Can we do a parody video of you doing the leave Britney alone but leave Fishback alone? I think I'd do that.
That'd be perfect.
I have to fake cry or something. All right. Tasha has her cousin Christina, who's more like her sister. And I got to say, cousin Christina looked like she was a lot of fun. I would have hung out with her. Spencer had his beautiful girlfriend, Marcella, who, of course, you know, there's lots of mouth kisses and I love yous happening. And she looked like so happy. And I was like, oh, that's so sweet. And then I was like, oh, but it's Spencer, but it's so sweet.
You stink too, but I guess you didn't.
Cut that part out.
So I think everybody in the fandom was like, yep, totally called that was going to happen.
Of course it was. That was too cliche.
I know. There was a lot
kinda
of...
Hoping, I was kind of hoping for a second they'd come out and they'd just shake hands.
There was
how
a
do
lot
you do?
Of, there was a lot of like intense
how
kissing
have,
going
how
on
how have
there.
You been? I'll talk to you later. I have to go rub this guy's back because he's crying.
Well, I mean, there was a lot of intense kissing, but I guess Joe and his dad's was the most intense.
That's true. It's kind of funny. Spencer makes out with a girl on TV and... All anybody can talk about is Joe Mom kissing his dad. Anyway, we got to get through this.
They're close.
It's like in Rent, where whatever.
And again, not to knock on anybody that feels comfortable, whatever, showing affection, etc.
It just, I just wasn't brought up that way, but I don't frown on it.
Hey, I'll kiss my son on the mouth as long as he wants to kiss me on the mouth.
That's a different guy. I don't know.
Whatever.
And again, I would kiss my son, but I wouldn't kiss him on the lips. I only kiss my wife on the lips. That's basically how it goes.
Kiss your butt, those lips.
Abby Maria brings her mom, Vera, out again. So is she the first? And I don't know this, so please just write in and tell us. Don't get annoyed that we don't know everything. Is Vera the first person to be brought back for a family visit twice?
Sure.
Can we put a little asterisk there? Please don't send it. Or send it in, but don't be upset if it's wrong.
Like, did Sandra bring
We'd
her husband
to know,
twice?
But don't,
yeah. Or I don't know. But we are going to watch Heroes vs. Villains in the offseason.
Yes, Sandra, she...
Did she have her husband both times?
Well, who did...
Russell
Poverty
have somebody
Poverty could have possibly done it twice.
Well, a lot of people have been...
It's all second chances, so...
Yeah,
Boston
right. Rob. He was on there, what, 8 times?
That's true.
Yeah, Boston Rob's on there, like... 72 times.
I mean, he's got to have checked.
He just kept bringing him on until eventually he won.
Anyway,
did you just win this?
All right, wait. We got to focus. So I would like to know if Abby's mom was the first person to be brought back twice. Keith brought his wife. Kelly brought her dad, Dale. And I'm surprisingly, she didn't say, hey, Dad, look how far I made it without you here.
I was going to say the same thing. I said, yeah, that's what she probably said. They probably edited it out.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're not here. I didn't get kicked out.
Yeah, we got to make her likable. She makes the final three. Joe brought his dad, as previously discussed. And Kimmy also brought her dad. So this was a very, like, dad heavy.
No, Kimmy brought her daddy.
Her daddy. Oh, I saw people on Twitter making fun of her for that. But...
Oh, there's nothing wrong with that. Is there, you know, it's
I'm not
different.
Making fun of her. I'm just saying she said daddy.
Oh. Anyway, so
sure, I last said that when I was five, but that's okay.
I call my dad daddy sometimes. So they had to do a
must
whole
must be a Long Island thing.
It must be a Long Island thing. They had to whole obstacle course worth of things and then figure out a puzzle at the end. And did I not, Jay, from the start call nourishment?
You did.
I did.
I have to give you credit.
I said it's the Hirschman.
Even on our grainy TV while the over-the-air antenna was not working.
But so Wentworth wins reward. Abby goes, I was going for redemption. It's not redemption.
Abby, this isn't Redemption Island. It's second
chances.
I
thought Abby was going to spell dead to me.
I'm sorry. He's dead to me.
He's dead to me.
Jeff Probst, you're dead to me.
You're a clown here.
But Wentworth, oh yeah, so Wentworth wins. She picks Kimmy, Abby, Keith, and Joe.
Can we just say again, this is a challenge I would have thrown?
Yeah. You always throw the family
especially
challenge.
Especially the family challenge.
Especially the family.
Most of all.
I would just take a chance that I got picked, but I would tell, obviously my wife be the one, I come out there and say, look, I want to spend time with you, but I'm going to throw this challenge. I got to win.
Yeah.
You've gone without me for 30 days. You can go another 2 weeks. I ain't gonna kill you.
Yeah, it's just that's a no-win scenario.
Plus, no matter who you pick, you're gonna. I'm shocked she didn't take Jeremy. His wife is pregnant.
But has he told people she's
pregnant?
No,
nobody knows she's pregnant.
Oh, that's true.
So I can't fault her for that.
If I had to pick, I'd pick anyone who had their spouse there first.
Yeah. But it's just you can't. I guess you can't put somebody else's relationship above somebody else's just because of whatever.
I'm just saying because I think that would be the easiest to. I just picked them because they had the spouse. You know. I don't know. It's a losing. No matter what you, it's a loser.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyways, at the reward challenge, they got hot dogs, hamburgers, and that Cambodia light beer. Joe has a little heart-to-heart with his dad, and his dad tells Joe that he's never had a friend like him. Is there like
I'm a loner, Joe, a rebel.
In fact, my name's not, I'm not even really your dad. And I'm your brother.
I just couldn't stop looking at his hair. I was like, man, would my life have been different if my dad had hair like that?
Exactly. I would never, even if I had, I would never have it in a ponytail or a man bun or what's that?
What would you do with it? I mean, if you're on an island, wouldn't you like put it up?
I would. I passed that stage where my hair would have to be that long. I mean, it was the '60s are over. So, mm-hmm.
But I feel like if you had a second, if you had instead of second chance survivor, if you had second chance at hair,
second chance at hair,
I feel like why would you cut it short? Like, let it go, man.
I would have. It would be.
Let it be free.
It would be long, but it wouldn't be shoulder length. I had shoulder length hair before. It was a pain. It was a pain in the neck.
Can you see, play that's Freebird under this segment, please.
And that's why you don't deserve a second chance. You wouldn't appreciate.
And,
it.
That's, right, and that's on. Why that's why Joe passed out. Spoiler alert. It's too much hair.
Anyway, Joe's dad also calls Joe his hero. Back at camp,
do you ever know that you're my hero?
Spencer once again proves that he is really not cool with not being picked for reward challenges. Maybe his social game just isn't as good as we think it is. If nobody's
what is wrong with me?
What is wrong? Why am I not getting picked for these?
I told my girlfriend I loved her. I loved her. I
gave her. I gave her very wet kisses. This shows emotion.
Sure, I got stuck. It was like a record player when it gets stuck.
But unfortunately, I got upstaged by Joe.
Push the needle. Push the needle. Push the needle.
Okay. So anyway, Spencer. He's pissed at Kelly for not taking him. He's never been so heartbroken. He's in the depths of despair, guys.
It's like jagged knives or whatever he said.
Yeah, jabbing into him.
Little tiny little shanks to the heart.
Yeah.
What's that's what Spencer getting all the damn episode quote?
Wasn't that a heart song or a... Wasn't that a song, Tiny Shanks to My Heart?
Every little piece of my my heart, baby. Is that the song? All right, we are getting so far off track. Anyway, Tasha points out that they need to do something about Joe since he has the social game and the physical game locked up right now.
Is Tasha just spot on her game?
They have
to get rid of Joe? I mean, who saw that coming?
It's almost like my hero, hashtag gastrointestinal distress, said that first.
Rest in peace.
Wait, who would Steven's guest have been? Imodium?
He said he had a friend that was coming, and they actually flew his friend in, but his friend didn't get to go, obviously.
Oh, bummer.
I know.
His friend sat behind the scenes crying.
Can we just have like a shot of them like in two different locations crying?
It was a case of Kleenex.
That's terrible. Okay. Stop it. Spencer says
somewhere
that he did not shut the front door. Spencer says that he didn't take Joe out last time that he had the chance to because he knew that he had to make a big move. But now he has to get Joe out because if you give somebody like Joe an inch, they'll take a mile.
Here's my question, because we're getting into the immunity challenge, right? Are we going to that now?
We are.
So this is my question. Was this a situation where you would want Joe to win? Because if Joe wins, it forces you to take out one of the girls in this situation where I really think, and then you don't have to worry about not voting Joe because you can't vote for Joe, because I really think the smarter move here would have been to get rid of one of the girls because the power shifted. Just looking at it, you've already taken Spencer out.
Right.
You needed to break up a bit of the witch's coven. You needed to take out.
It was a no win. They probably should have taken out Joe sooner.
They should have.
Because it's
they should have like, taken him out well, last Spencer, week.
Like Spencer said with his vote, it was no win. I mean, it just didn't matter what to do because if you keep
playing Abby, with fire, that's gonna
keep Abby, you got the four girls. Well, they should have never voted off Wentworth. This is where they made Wigglesworth. Sierra had to go. They should have voted out the other like an Abby or Kimmy or not Kimmy Wentworth back then when she didn't have the idol. That's where they blew it, because Wigglesworth was fine. She was just doing what everybody else wanted to do.
Yeah,
I don't know where she became this huge threat.
Well, because she was strong with Joe, so taking out Wigglesworth would
I get
loose,
that, but then
you
just,
know, get
just,
rid of.
But you pick. I don't know. I like I said at this point, like Spencer said,
I still think even then the smarter move would keep Joe, because even if you take Joe to the end, does he have a case for strong gameplay aside from?
Well, depends
on the challenges.
If he wins the immunity challenge, he can dictate who he takes.
That's true.
So he had to go. It was the right move today. You had to take a chance that.
But now you're weak anyway.
But does Tasha stick with the all-girl alliance?
And I think she seems so swayable.
Tasha? Well,
yeah.
I don't think Tasha's swayable at all. I think Tasha knows exactly what she's doing and exactly what's going on. But we will get to that. Because we are now at the hashtag immunity challenge. Did anybody notice that Jeff got a new hat?
Hey, I said that.
You did, but you didn't write it down in the Google Doc outline quick enough.
Who was waiting for one of those idols to fall on someone's head?
Everybody.
That's why I kept waiting for it to happen.
It was a total misdirect.
Yeah, a bait and switch.
But hey, I'm kind of glad because that would have been horrible, right?
Well, even then, I was just like, okay, well, why are they boxed in? Why do they have a rail around there? You're basically forcing the thing to fall on their head. Well, this is not safe.
And then when Jeff said, hey, make sure when it falls that you pay attention and get out of the way.
But even then, where do you get out of the way? You're stuck in the box of death.
The box of death. We have a title for the episode. Box of death. You're in the box of death.
So do you think they added
I know something, if Propes had called that out during the immunity challenge, we would all giggle.
Nicely done.
Thank you.
Do you think
the forefront of my mind.
Do you think they added the female immunity challenge or immunity reward because Joe kept winning all the challenges?
Maybe. I mean,
well,
I think to kind of change it up a little bit.
I think on this one they figured it had to be a guy that would probably win it.
Mm-hmm.
The guys that were left were pretty physical, so I think they had to do it.
It also adds an interesting, I guess, maybe it adds an interesting dynamic, too, where if Joe gets taken out, they establish somebody that might take, I don't know, forget it. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm dumb.
They've done it a few times.
Yeah, they have.
I actually like when they do it because it mixes things up.
It does. Yeah. I agree.
The last season when they did it, Carolyn and Mike won, right?
Now, if they would have done it last week.
Yeah, remember.
Okay, we had where they had the white rocks and they picked the rocks. If they said, okay, a girl can win this and a guy can win this, do we still get do we still get all the people voting for the shelter?
Not as many. Not even close to as many.
Because, I think Jess Wentworth would have been the only girl that did it.
Because I think there'd been a little more selfishness.
Tasha would have been in it.
Yeah, I think more people would have said, okay, I gotta win immunity.
I agree. Honestly, I think you're right. That would have been a more dramatic thing.
Yeah, but yep. I think at that point.
But they were pretty worn down at that point. That was like 6 days of rain. You never know. It's a good hypothetical. So
they were. The challenge involved polls, so we'll just say that. And there were a lot of references to polls, and everybody had to put their hand on the bottom of their polls and hold their polls tight.
There's some good animations by Jeff, too, describing how to,
how to hold a pole. Actually, literally.
At one point, I would have wanted to whack it with my pole because him going, you're tired. He's just like.
I think he caused Joe to pass out.
He like hypnotized him under the sun. You are getting very sleepy.
No, just like remember, you're staring at it for so long, and it's
your neck hurts, your back hurts, your arm hurts, you're tired. You've been out here for 90 minutes.
Did you see their
Shut
faces?
Shut up, Jeff. Shut up.
Their faces were sunburned too. They looked like
because
they
they're staring in the sun. Like it's not a.
Kudos to them.
That was a long time.
Yes. Yeah.
An hour and a half, or nearly an hour and a half. And it was 16 feet high. I mean, it's not easy because you have the wind and you're trying to balance it.
I know. And those poles were
In the box of death.
You're in the box of death.
The poles were curving. Curving to the left and to the right in the box of death. So it was tough.
Now, I was kind of making a joke, but do you think all the hair Joe had played a it had to make him, it keeps the heat in, right?
Well, I don't know. I mean.
I can tell you when you have no hair, the first thing that gets cold on me is my head. I have a hat on.
That's true. I mean,
and keep the rest of my body warm.
I get colder when I put my hair in a ponytail in the winter. That was a joke.
You're exposing your neck.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I have no.
I'm
idea.
Just saying, Joe, clown boy, get a haircut.
Hey, listen,
no, that's
Abby
beautiful
Maria.
Hair. Like I don't have hair like
don't
that.
Don't ruin that hair.
That's leave it the way it is.
Anyway,
oldie.
When you have hair that good, leave it.
A lot of poll references. Wentworth won immunity. My favorite quote, Probst's quote, was "Reach for your last section of poll."
But I guess it was just tough the whole time. This challenge, the whole time, I was like, "This is the worst challenge idea ever. This is gonna murder somebody." But it ended up just being he passed out. But God, I can see why he passed out. That's a long time.
Everyone's like going, "Oh, Joe lose!"
And you see how they jumped up in excitement when he fell down. I was like, "Oh crap." Like, good thing he was okay, because I would feel really horrible if I cheered, like, his death or something.
Yeah. Oh, if I knew he was going to die, I probably wouldn't have cheered.
But kudos to Keith, man. I mean, he's 50-something years old there, and he beat up.
He was 52 years old.
He beat up this
young
Adonis.
You know that from Abby, because Abby was so happy that Joe passed out and almost died that he lost to a 52-year-old. I'm like going, Abby, I don't know if you know this. This is coming off awful bad.
Right. Well, I don't think Abby quite has that keen sense of awareness in anything.
That's true.
So medical comes and Joe's blood sugar level dropped and he fainted, which you could see coming, as we said. But Abby's gloating and she basically is like, time for him to go. Oh, well.
I do like the fact when Jeff got the umbrella, he used it to cover himself. when he first does it, he puts the umbrella back covering himself. Right? Way to go, Jeff.
Dalton Ross had this awesome tweet of, the picture of Justin Timberlake holding the parasol over Jay-Z? I'll send you guys the picture. I retweeted it, but it was very funny. I thought it was hysterical.
At Colleen84.
At Colleen84. But anyway.
Hashtag.
The game must go on because as Tarzan once
hashtag
told us.
Hashtag under my umbrella. Ella.
A. Wentworth, the game must go on. The game is afoot. Wentworth tells Abby that Kimmy wants an all-girls alliance and that Tasha is in on it, too. Joe takes a walk with Jeremy. Joe and Jeremy go take a long walk on the beach.
Can you make it? I think so.
He's like, can you walk?
I'm weak, but I can do it. Let me fix my hair.
Yeah, it's funny because being injured in Blood versus Water helped Tyson fly under the radar for his challenge prowess, but being passing out did not do anything for Joe. They didn't skip a beat.
Well, because there's like, well, he went out there till he passed out. He's too much of a threat.
Because they turned it against him. It was Kelly that did it. This guy's willing to die for this game. Die. I'm not willing to do that. He's willing to die.
Yeah, let's get rid of that guy. But so on their long walk on the beach, Joe proposes Abby's name to Jeremy because he points. But Jeremy points out that sitting next to Abby is easy money. So why on earth would they want to vote her out?
Yeah, that's what I said. He should have said Kimmy.
Yeah, like his. I think that, his whole that pitch Kimmy didn't was, work.
Yeah.
Everybody's thinking, I want to go to the finals with Abby, even though she's taking up a spot, and even Jeff's tried to sway that way.
But what do they care? It's not their spot. Hopefully they want to sit next to her.
Exactly. I want to sit.
Jeff didn't want that. They should have brought Abby back because that's what Abby's going to be.
Right.
She is brought into that game as a goat.
Even Kimmy could get some votes, depending on who she's going against.
Yeah.
That's true.
Because she's had good relationships.
Right. Abby can't.
No.
Yeah.
I don't think Abby would vote for Abby.
Well, again, I guess it was second chances, so Jeff didn't have a choice. I take that back.
Anyways. So Tasha tells Jeremy and Spencer about the all-girl alliance that is brewing, the witches are brewing, and that she isn't going to let it come to that. I gotta say that we got a lot of great stuff from Tasha this week. Her edits, it's funny, without Steven there, rest in peace, all of a sudden we heard, like, Tasha exists again and Kimmy can talk, so...
I thought it was a no-lose situation. I thought it was... Because some people might say, oh, Tasha, why are you doing that? It's perfect. She's letting it, like she said.
I thought it was perfect, too.
I'm letting them know up front.
So if they hear it, they're not, you know, thinking I'm dishonest.
I would have done the exact same thing.
And I can go either way.
Yep. Perfect.
Yeah.
So we got a lot of great stuff from Tasha. Great insight, great strategy talk. So I really was very impressed with her this week.
Because even if the girls found out, they still wouldn't vote Tasha out because they still need her.
Yeah, they need the numbers.
Right. But Jeremy and Spencer debate what to do. Is it going to be Joe or Abby?
And Jeremy said, whatever you want me to do.
Right. So Tasha consults with Jeremy, and Wentworth sees them, gets a little bit suspicious, but kind of drops it. So it's kind of
like how Wentworth did with the Tasha. He said the big ol'. Stick to the plan.
Stick to the plan.
Quote our good friend Keith, stick to the plan.
I swear to God, I don't know how many times I can work the phrase stick to the plan into this season or into this post-merge.
Second chances.
Yeah.
Oh.
But so we go to tribal council, and Wentworth points out that Joe is a threat because he literally stayed there until he passed out. Abby says that she's on the bottom. But Joe points out that Abby's here. She's sitting up happy as a clam. And then Abby, you know, goes into this weird metaphor talking about how some people are mold and they need to be like gotten rid of. Tossing out with the garbage.
I didn't get that one. Mold. So
it was.
I guess mold spreads.
Yeah, I guess so. But what was going to spread? His hair? I mean, was he going to grow little hair trees all over the place? Like what?
He's bad news.
Talking about.
He's got to go.
But they go up to vote, and also. I kind of have to say I missed Cass flipping off everybody. I know that you were probably happy with it,
Jack.
Let it
go.
She hasn't done it for like 3 weeks, it's good to see that I'm drawing a blank on his name.
Savage.
Savage still has his hat.
Oh, my God. Savage's beanie is my constant.
You're like 100 years old, dude. Drop the hat. I mean, it worked for the grinder.
He thinks he's Rob Lowe.
It works for the grinder.
He is but a it doesn't lawyer.
Work because Rob Lowe is Rob Lowe.
It's true.
You're hey, Savage.
Rob Lowe not, was not in your, town the other week.
You've aged well, Savage. I'll give you that. But Rob Lowe is Rob Lowe. You're not Rob Lowe.
Rob Lowe's son goes to Duke, and he comes to town, and he stays at the Umstead,
Did you also know that Ed Sheeran's girlfriend goes to Duke, and he goes to Duke a lot and plays beer pong in the fraternity houses?
Ed Sheeran has a girlfriend?
Yeah, that goes to Duke.
What? Has he ever told her that I love you?
I'm pretty sure.
cool.
Who has a girlfriend that goes to Duke?
Ed Sheeran. He has all those
Hobbit
beautiful
dude.
Songs.
But not the Hobbit dude. This whatever.
The what?
He's a small ginger British gentleman who writes beautiful music.
Oh, okay.
I'm thinking about how we found
love. I didn't know Rob Lowe's right. son came.
Where we are.
We should stalk Rob Lowe to get him because we're fans of the Grindr.
Yeah, we are. Those of us in our office, I work with all women in my office, we all added Rob Lowe to our Instagram feed so we can know when he Instagrams.
Is that the same
here.
As like your five list of people? That...
Absolutely not.
So Rob Lowe, did you guys see the latest episode of The Grindr?
No, not yet. But we got to talk about that after. We got to finish this first.
All right. Well, I think people want to know what I thought of the latest episode of The Grindr.
We can talk about it on a Ramble show, not on the
it's
Survivor
hilarious.
Show. Moving on.
Okay. Is it as hilarious as Abby going up to a confessional and saying, you're moldy, you gotta go, and please get a haircut?
You clown. You look like a clown.
She told him to get a haircut. I was like, what is Abby Delilah? And she's kind of cut off Samson's hair. Horrible.
Nice. Old Testament reference. Good there job.
Horrible. Well, to be fair, we made the joke on the tribe a couple weeks ago, so it's already in my head.
Oh, man, so it's like a rehashed Old Testament joke? Nice.
Hashtag reused joke.
I know, and I didn't even make the Samson joke. I made the Regina Spektor
hashtag
song joke.
Hashtag joke stealer.
Wow, so you stole the joke. It's an old joke from another show. That's great.
Show.
That's,
wow.
At least
that's a high point.
There goes a one-star review for this show.
Worst podcast
ever. I liked
them
up until the time they stole an old joke from another podcast.
From another podcaster.
I was on it. I was a part of the other
Which
joke.
Makes it even worse because you were there. And you're like,
so you were there,
ooh,
so
I'm
going like,
to steal that.
You're like an episode of Saturday Night Live.
Oh, them fighting words.
Dang.
You know what? Get a haircut, Jack.
I wish I could.
He has the eternal haircut.
And then, so we got
I have it the worst. I have the waste of time haircut. I just have the stuff that I have to cut because it just grows. But I just stop growing.
Hey, just be like
stop.
Gallagher.
All right.
Stop.
So we have another because we have to hear from Spencer every damn time. There's
but it's
a
like
vote.
The shadow of him talking about
this.
It,
I know it was all artsy this time. Yeah. And he says, "I have a feeling that this is a game winning or game losing decision." Or paraphrasing, but so that was kind of interesting, though, and I would want to bring that up when we're finished in a minute. It comes out, everybody, so Joe is voted out. It's, like, there's 8 people left, so it's like 6-1-1 because Keith randomly votes for Tasha. I guess that's the plan
they
told
him.
He
stuck to his plan. I don't know if it was anybody else's.
I didn't know what the plan was.
At first, I was like, well, maybe they're worried about an idol, and they were just throwing a vote on Tasha just in case.
They would have, shown it or something.
I honestly don't think they told Keith anything.
I'm putting down Tasha. I think that's where, I don't know. I'm trying to stick to the plan. I just don't know where it is.
I spell Tasha, so that's what I'm doing.
I'm sure he had a. I'm sure somebody just told him we're voting Tasha because they didn't. Because he's close with Joe, right? It's been said that he's very close with Joe in the game. So I wonder if they were just telling him that they were voting Tasha, so it didn't get back to Joe, and if it was just as simple as that. Mm-hmm. Anyway, when Joe gets voted out, we cut to my man Fishback, who is super happy from the jury.
It's like, yay, yay.
You guys did something I couldn't do, and I had 2 votes.
Shut up.
So, Colleen, now last week you were depressed, upset.
Justice.
Very somber. Were you satisfied that Joe got kicked out? Because you disowned Wentworth, you disowned Joe, many people.
I was a little, last week was not my best showing on this podcast. I was a little overly harsh on Wentworth. Although, so the thing that she posted that was spoilery that I talked about was 2 weeks ago. So this was before the episode 2 weeks ago. So there were still 3 vote outs left before this was posted. She posted that she was having a viewing party this week on her Facebook page. And she said, it was like, come cheer her on. And it was very obvious from that, verbiage. And this was, the episode before Wigglesworth got voted out. So this was when she idled out. I think this was after she idled out Savage. So it was kind of up in the air, probably still go home next because now she didn't have an idol anymore. So to me, I thought that it was just a little bit spoilery to post something like that 2 weeks out. So that was.
I'm surprised they don't. I'm sure they monitor what they say.
Well, she took
but I
it
think,
down. She did take it down, but I had seen it.
They're under contract. They can't say stupid stuff.
Right. So I had seen it, and that's why I was one of the reasons why I was kind of like giving her a tough time. But it obviously ended up not being that spoilery. I mean, she was in the game, but there was a, what, 1 in 10 chance at that point that she was going to be in the game anyway. Or a 9 in 10 chance.
It's kind of a
10 chance.
It's still, it's a crappy move.
Anyway, but it was taken down, and that was the thing that I had seen, and I really got to stop. I got all excited before the season started, and I was like, I'm going to like them, or it was after the premiere episode, and I was like, I'm going to like this person's Facebook page, and then I realized, you know, at that, I was like, well, this is kind of anticlimactic, but anyway, it didn't really affect much because, you know, I was still going to put points on Steve in every vote.
So can we talk about showing Spencer's vote there and what he talked about?
Yes.
Did they put that there to either signal that is going to be significant when he loses or significant when he wins?
Right. Foreshadowing or not. And yeah, I kind of lead to the perhaps it's foreshadowing that he's not going to win.
I think it basically summed up the episode, though.
True. That is true as well.
It's like, okay, this could go my way or could go against me. Either way, Abby, I think at this point, she's in the finals. She survived this long. Obviously, people are not worried that she's going to be one of the take their spot because they're not voting her out.
Yeah.
But right. It could, you know, it depends on who wins the immunity. If they have another male-female immunity next week and it just limits on who they could vote out. They got two idols still in play. Jeremy still has one and Wentworth has one. What if they play them both the same week?
That would be awesome. Yeah, imagine that would be cool. Because as they get further down, they're probably not going to split the votes, right? So imagine if it becomes a scenario where there are no votes that count at Tribal.
Yeah. And you have maybe Spencer gets one vote, but the other two everyone else votes for Jeremy and Wentworth, and Spencer's the one that goes home.
What if that happens to Abby? Because Keith randomly votes for Abby.
I don't know. I'm going to put Abby. It's three letters, A, B, I.
Well, you know. You know, Keith isn't. We're picking on Keith. He's not stupid.
No, he's not.
No, he's not.
And what if he's just doing this to, you know, fly under the radar?
Steven even said in his exit interview, that he, you know, because you get this impression of Keith before you're out there with him, that he said that don't be fooled by how he acts. He was completely convinced that he knew what was going on. I don't know. I mean, yeah, you think about a lot of things while you're on the crapper.
He went far the first time around. He's great challenges. He survives. People don't really see him as a threat. That's the way to play the game.
I wonder.
That's how you go far in the game.
I wonder if now he's in danger of going out next week. If because he's the one that's dethroned Joe for immunity. I wonder if. He's seen as the next immunity threat, and he goes out sooner rather than later.
But with Joe gone, he was like second to Joe so many times, he could win out.
He could win out. But also, if you're Jeremy,
it could be a woo situation.
But if you're Jeremy and Spencer, you need him.
You do.
If they all grow, because you know there's.
If Tasha doesn't stick to the plan,
there could be an all-girl alliance.
What if the girls gain control and they. What if it's the girls gain control and somehow it ends up being Keith? Or maybe Keith is the one that gets idled out by the Wentworth Jeremy.
Say the four girls vote.
Potential battle.
Say the four girls vote in an alliance next week.
Well, I don't
know. They're going to target Spencer or Jeremy.
Right. Well, I don't know if Tasha would let them. She might want to keep them around because she has expressed, like, straight up. And she's the only one that we did not see doubts from this week. We saw Jeremy had some doubts about Spencer, and Spencer had some doubts about going with Jeremy. But Tasha was the only one that was like, nope, this is a great final three. So I wonder if, in her mind, she sees that as the best option for her in some weird way.
I think right now, if I'm playing the game, because I'm going to take off the person that can win. Now, I'm not thinking about challenges. Okay, if Keith wins a challenge, I might be thinking I can still beat him.
I mean,
can I beat Jeremy in the final three, and could I beat Spencer in the final three?
Oh, well, Spencer's the person that you want to go for, or
can I beat Wentworth? If I'm the girls, I got to be thinking that too. Can I beat Wentworth?
Yeah.
Well, okay. Next episode, let's say Keith wins immunity, or Jeremy wins immunity, or whatever, so in this hypothetical situation that I'm getting at, both Spencer and Wentworth don't have immunity next week. Who do you go after first?
I think it's still Spencer. You got to go Spencer because
the girls, Tasha, I don't think she even has to try. Why would she save Spencer? I mean, they could go. They can do a Wentworth, and Wentworth gets wind. She gets wind of it, and then she plays her idol, and it's still going to be Spencer.
True.
Yeah, I mean, you have to be able to keep it.
And now Tasha's, you know, now she's got three girls. You know, it's two guys, four girls. Now Tasha's like, where does she go from here?
Yeah.
I mean, she's in a position where she has to pick. She has to decide which way she's going to. She has to decide what she's. I mean, she could. She's going to have to decide next week which way she's going to go, because either way, she's like the swing boat.
It's totally set up like that, yeah.
Yeah, so if she picks the wrong way and she goes against the grain, well, then she's going to be a target after that.
Right. It's going to be interesting. And at the very end of the episode, we had that quote from Jeff saying, so was it alliance form tonight, or was it just an opportunity to vote out a big threat? What do you think?
I still don't think there's an alliance.
I think it was an opportunity to vote out a big threat, personally.
Big threat. I mean, he's the biggest threat. He's likable. He's great in the challenges. He's been in every one of them. If he doesn't pass out, he probably wins this one, right?
Oh, yeah. Too soon.
Well, I'm just saying, if he doesn't pass out.
Yeah, he was in the zone. They're both in the zone.
They're both in the zone, but you got to think that, you know, the younger guy, I mean, Keith is great in the challenges. He was the first time he is now. But you got to think that.
But it's funny that you would think the stamina would go to the younger person, but it went to the older person in this situation.
But all you really and Keith need... Just said, sorry, go ahead.
It's a concentration thing, too. Just having to stare at that.
But he passed out
because
of blood sugar. Like, he ran out of
which
energy.
Which is interesting, because he's been on, like, every reward challenge. He's eaten pretty right. well. Keith hasn't been, we saw tonight.
It's the hair. His hair's too thick.
His hair weighed him down. It was his downfall.
No, the hair requires a lot of sugar, so it pulls out his blood sugar.
It does. Okay. That's where you get the fullness and the body from it, the sugar.
Oh,
I gave up sugar for a while. That's why I lost all my hair.
That's what it is.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, now it is time to tally the votes. Let's look at what we put down last week, and then we'll say who's going home next week. Now, again, last week we thought possibly this could be a demo elimination, since there's so many players left and only a few episodes left. That wasn't the case, so everybody's second pick that they put down will not count. I will go for the first pick you guys put down. Colleen, she said Joe is going home.
Hello!
So Colleen is on a roll.
I knew they were going to avenge Steven.
I can't remember who I said.
So Colleen has four tallies. Let's
put that in
there. That's pretty. So Jack said Jeremy was going home. And I said Kimmy was second, so that's a nothing there. And I said,
but do I get something, because every week I post a picture of someone, they go home?
No,
because this is not the Amazing Race.
I said, say it ain't so, Joe. Say it ain't so. Say it ain't so, Joe.
And
say
then
it ain't so.
I said Tasha, and then Jeremy. Neither went home. Colleen said Abby next. Abby didn't go home. So there you go, Colleen.
She should lose a vote for even picking Abby. Abby's not going home.
Hey, she was being discussed.
Don't forget.
In fact, she wouldn't even be at the final party, because she's still going to be on the island. No one's going to even bring her back.
Oh my God!
What?
They were the both people that were brought up, and oh my God, if Abby had gone home and I didn't get that point, I would have lobbied
you
so hard right now.
If it was your
now.
Second, if it was your second, I would give a half a point for that.
No, but seriously, I only picked those people because I was going to avenge Steven from last week, remember?
All right, so Colleen.
I want Steven again for that bad move he had last week.
He didn't have a bad move. Shut up.
All right.
He trusted Spencer. Didn't you see their Twitter war?
I didn't see the Twitter war, but if I had two votes, you shouldn't be going. He's like, it's almost as bad as Dan. He's in Dan category right now.
No,
he's not in Dan
category. Come on now. He's not in Dan category.
He's not in Dan category. Do not even. I will quit this podcast.
He had an advantage, and he screwed it up.
He didn't screw it up.
He got double-crossed by Spencer there.
Yeah, he played it at the correct time.
Spencer made the good play.
He played it at the correct time.
Fishback respected it.
Dan was stupid idiot because he decided to vote for Carolyn twice, and then she idled him out because he was so damn obvious about the stupid advantage, and everybody knew the advantage that he had because Tyler went through
all
his
right,
neck.
All right, he's just trolling you. Let's move on.
I think he's really that ignorant.
He's just trolling you. 99% of what he says is trolling. Colleen, what is...
But is this the 1% time I'm not?
Wait, are you... Is your real name CJ? Just kidding. I heart you, CJ.
Oh, but you don't heart me.
I thought you were CJ.
It's the copyjack.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shoot. That's good. We're going to start calling CJ Copyjack. Good job.
Anywho, Colleen, who do you think's going home in episode 12?
Seriously, I love it. Who's going home in episode 12? I think it's going to have to be one of the men because I think the All Girls Alliance isn't quite done yet. Do we think that it could be? No, Jeremy's got too good of an edit. But so does Spencer. I don't know. But why would you get Keith unless Wentworth plays her idol and they get Keith out? But why wouldn't they vote for Jeremy? I'm going to have to go with Jeremy.
Okay. Action Jackson.
I think unless Spencer wins
immunity.
Wait,
I can't go with Jeremy because he is an idol and he might play his idol. So then the third person might go out. I changed my vote to Spencer. Because what if they split
the
votes with Jeremy?
That was the reason
Spencer.
I was picking Spencer because he doesn't have an idol. If he doesn't win immunity, I think that they might target, they might go after Wentworth, but she has an idol. She'll get wind of it. She'll play it. And I think no matter what, unless Spencer wins immunity, he has to win immunity or he's gone.
All right.
And he'll tell everyone how much he loved playing Survivor this time.
I'm going to go with Keith, possibly an easy vote out of the alliances next week.
Why would you go with Keith?
I don't
because
know.
I made a good case for it earlier, right?
I'm putting it out there. I need to get some points here.
No way it's Keith. I think you should get two votes for Keith if it happens, but you should lose all your votes if it doesn't.
Nope.
My backup pick is going to be
I'll give you two votes if it's Keith, but you lose everything you've won so far if it's not.
My backup pick is Kenny.
How are you going to catch Colleen? Colleen has four. What do you have?
I still have a person in it to win it, so...
But you lose all your...
Person in it to win it.
I know, but I just got to ride it out and hope that it goes.
Hey, That's what she said.
Who's my... Mine was Joe, wasn't it?
So hold on. What? To win the whole thing?
Who's my third choice?
So let's go back to who will win it all. Colleen picked Wentworth, who's still in it. Jack picked Wigglesworth, who went home. Then he picked Fishback, who went home. And then he picks Spencer, he is picked to go home next week.
Screw him. He can go home. I don't care.
And I have picked Jeremy. But out of those picks, it looks like Wentworth right now is the strongest to win. The tally count so far, I have two tallies. Jack has the pity 0.5. And Colleen is solidly in the lead with four tallies.
I'm the best. But I do want to say again that my backup vote is Kimmy because I think that her... Girls Alliance might backfire on her.
There's no backup votes this week.
Okay. Well, I just want that out there for the record because I'll bring it up next week and rally for a half point.
You're not going to rally for it. There's no... Jack only gets the one pity. I'm not doing any more pity points.
But I'm your wife.
Sorry. All right. We'll give you five votes, Jay, points, if you...
No.
If Keith goes home. But you have to forfeit all your votes.
No. Why would
five
I do that?
5 points.
No.
That would put you ahead of me.
I'm not a gambler. Sorry.
You're gutless.
I don't gamble.
I'm not a gambler.
Anywho, I'm in it for the long haul. Got to stick to the plan. All right, guys, that is it for this week's Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. Feel free to give us a call at 385-309-0311. Again, it's no longer 206. It's 385-309-0311. Call anytime with the questions, comments, and or theories.
I guess we're not getting that number back, huh?
Probably not.
We should keep trying to call that.
Well, make sure you call with your actual comments to the 385 because we're not getting the 206 ones. Also, send an email to what's our survivor?
SurvivorJJC@gmail.com.
SurvivorJJC@gmail.com. Let's get SurvivorJJC@gmail.com. You can join our Facebook group at facebook.com/group/JayandJackGroup. And also, you can go to our newly minted, refreshed website at jayandjack.com. Big thanks to all of our patrons that make this show possible. You can check it out over at patreon.com/jayandjack and become a patron today. Contribute whatever you can that makes this show possible. Honestly, there's a lot of people that work really hard in the background to make all this, what you hear, available. Colleen has done a massive amount of work to get us moved over to Blog Talk Radio, which we're very excited to be a part of. Yes, we did on the last show.
Okay.
And also Rob Francescanini just doing amazing website work. Jacob doing the amazing artwork that we have. So there's just so many people in the background that make these shows possible. And the revenue that we're able to generate from this is so we can pay those people as well, not just the podcasters. So, again, thank you to all those that contribute.
Which, Rob, if you're listening to this, I keep forgetting to tell you that. So, surprise. No, I'm just kidding. I'm joking.
Anywho.
Retirement is in your future, Rob.
Yes. The big so money. Close. Big money.
Just quit your job now. Just quit.
Give up that elusive career working for Chanel. And
until next time, hasta luego and goodbye.
Peace out.
Bye.